Welcome in to Outkick the Show. I am your fearless leader, Clay Travis. I am coming to you early today because I've got to fly to LA here in the next couple of hours. Got to get to the airport and got to get out to do the final 2 days of season three of Fox Bet Live. So I will be in Mask Central on Thursday and Friday. Nothing will be different with the Clay and Buck Show, but I will not have time to do Outkick the Show. So I will see you on this program again on Monday, maybe in the morning, still to be determined exactly how everything will be set up. Just know that everything is underway in a positive direction with Outkick. A lot to dive into, but right off the top, I want to say this. Hey, do you like free money? I know a lot of you do. Do you know if you bet $10, you get $100 on the Olympics? If you bet $20, you get $200. Again, all you have to do, bet $10 or bet $20 on any Olympic event. And if you bet $10, you get $100 free dollars in your account. If you bet $20, you get $200 free in your account. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Clay. That is FanDuel.com/Clay. Giannis is the new face of the NBA. And I got to be honest with you. I think the NBA is incredibly lucky because LeBron James's divisive brand of NBA, which has torn down, let's be honest, it has completely torn down the positive legacy of Magic and Larry, of Michael Jordan, of Kobe Bryant, superstars who tried to appeal to everyone with their excellence. And now you've got LeBron James, who has followed the social media lead. I've said this for a long time. I wrote it in my book. I think LeBron was frustrated because he recognized that he was never going to have the appeal of Michael Jordan. And they kept seeing Michael Jordan sell way more shoes, and they kept seeing the Jordan brand be way more popular than LeBron. And so about two-thirds of the way through LeBron's career, they said, you've got to change your marketing plan. You are not trying to be Michael Jordan anymore, because they recognized that LeBron was never going to surpass Michael Jordan in popularity. They said, hey man, you're going to be Muhammad Ali. And so LeBron transparently became a woke social justice warrior and tried to ally himself with Muhammad Ali. Now the difference is, Muhammad Ali actually took stands that risked something, right? Giving up his heavyweight title, potentially going to jail, standing up against the Vietnam War. LeBron's never taken a stand that risked anything. And that ties in with the new movie that is out, Space Jam 2, because LeBron wanted to make Space Jam 2, I think, because he wanted to surpass Michael Jordan. Well, Space Jam 1, way more viewers. It's going to be way more profitable. I haven't spent a lot of time breaking down the viewership of either in terms of watching the movies and comparing them. But LeBron refused to stand up for basic human rights because he wanted, I think, making a very poor decision. He wanted to make a decision that he wanted Space Jam 2 to be on in China. That was why he defended Chairman Xi in China. That was why he refused to support Daryl Morey and Hong Kong democracy. LeBron actually ripped the First Amendment. And that's why he hasn't said anything about China's flagrant human rights violations. He shut up and dribbled for Chairman Xi and refused to speak truth to power. And guess what? They still didn't put Space Jam 2 on in Chinese theaters, which means LeBron's going to lose $100 million or more for HBO Max over that released movie, Space Jam 2. Because if it ever opens in China, who knows when that is actually going to be? It may never open in China. If it ever opens in China, it is going to make a fraction of the money that they needed it to make to be a profitable movie, because so many people out there are already going to have pirated it or watched it elsewhere. So, this is, I believe, a testament to how far LeBron James is from Muhammad Ali. And I would give him credit 100% if he came out and he said, hey, I support democracy and human rights around the world. particularly in China, for the people of Taiwan and the people of Hong Kong. Very easy to say. I just said it. It's the truth of what I believe. LeBron won't say it because he's shutting up and dribbling for China, and he's trying to make as much money as he can. I don't begrudge anybody making as much money as they can. That is capitalism. But don't sell me on how brave you are or how woke you are when you won't actually speak truth to power if it impacts your pocketbook in any way. Why am I talking about LeBron and Space Jam 2 collapsing? Because it's a story that no one else is discussing, but also because I think it ties in with the NBA getting lucky. I think Giannis is everything LeBron James is not. He's hardly active on social media at all. When he is, it's effervescent. It's fun. Do you know what Giannis did today to celebrate winning the title? He went to Chick-fil-A and he ordered 50 mini biscuits. He scored 50 points. He went to Chick-fil-A and he ordered 50 mini biscuits this morning. Also mixed, and I got to be honest with you, interesting move. He mixed lemonade and he also mixed Sprite, which I think we now have to call the Giannis. I don't know what that tastes like, but I got to tell you, I find Giannis impossible not to really, really like. I love his story. Discovered on the streets of Greece playing soccer at the age of 13. They bring him in, start playing basketball. He's only played basketball for 13 years of his life right now. And he is, I believe, the new face of the NBA. I think he's a phenomenal asset for the league. I actually even went and looked. Who does he follow on social media? I thought this was really interesting. On Twitter, he follows his family and Elon Musk, which I thought was actually really cool that he is, and we don't know a lot about him personally yet. I think we'll start to learn more and more about him personally, but I thought that was really kind of cool that he only followed 7 people on Twitter, his family members and Elon Musk. I like the idea that he's not super active on Twitter, that he's not always trying to make political statements. I think in addition to the fact that he went out and scored 50 in a closeout game and put the Milwaukee Bucks on his shoulders, he's the new face of the league. I think he is a phenomenal face of the league. I think there's the possibility that you could have Larry Bird versus Magic Johnson 2.0 for the NBA, which would be a lot more entertaining. Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. I love that Giannis stayed in Milwaukee. He could have gone to California or New York or Florida, big cities on the East and West Coast where NBA players typically flock to. Instead, he stayed in Milwaukee, one of, if you polled the NBA players, I think, one of the least desirable cities they would stay to live in. And after 50 years, he brought a title back to Milwaukee. I love that he stayed there. I love that he pulled off the title. I thought that and believe that the NBA has gotten incredibly lucky that he's the face of their franchise. Now, it's not going to help the ratings for a while. The NBA is trying to go full George Costanza and pretend that the 2020 basketball season never happened. Black Lives Matter is off the basketball court. There's no social justice warrior statements. Everybody's trying to avoid making political comments everywhere across the entirety of the NBA because whether they admit it or not, they recognize that they have turned off a huge segment of the United States population. But if they're smart, they will push LeBron James off the NBA stage, let him kind of continue to spiral off into ridiculousness on social media, and instead let Giannis be the new face of the league. I think that will be a fantastic move if they allow it to happen. Speaking of fantastic moves, I got to tell you, you ever heard that you need to sleep at a particular temperature? A lot of you have. It's a myth because there's no one sleep temperature to give you deep and high quality sleep. And your temperature needs change throughout the night as your body temperature changes. That's why your mattress or your mattress cover needs the Pod Pro by 8 Sleep. It's the most advanced solution for thermoregulation while you sleep. It dynamically heats and cools while biometrically tracking your body to know what makes the most sense. It can be either a mattress or a cover on an existing mattress. You can get the pod, sleep as cool as 55 degrees and as hot as 110 degrees, depending on what your body needs. It can adjust based on different sides of the bed, who is sleeping where, to create the absolutely perfect and optimal sleeping environment. What happens? Eight sleep users fall asleep 32% faster, reduce sleep interruptions by 40%, and get more restful sleep. I have this. 8 hours of sleep, if you get it, can be a total game changer. Go to 8sleep.com/outkick to check out the Pod Pro and save $150 at checkout using promo code OUTKICK. Again, that is 8sleep.com/outkick. We just finished the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. I encourage all of you, if you haven't listened, to go listen. We're on 12 to 3 Eastern, 11 to 2 Central, 10 to 1 Mountain, 9 to 12 on the West Coast. Good time for everybody, no matter what part of the country that you're on. You can also go download the podcast. We had on Rand Paul, senator from Kentucky, and he was absolutely fantastic talking about his battle royale with Dr. Fauci. He said he believes Dr. Fauci is lying about gain-of-function research in COVID, that COVID, he believes, came from a lab based on all the evidence he has seen, that American taxpayer dollars helped to fund the creation of COVID and like viruses in China in the Wuhan virus lab. And as if that were not enough, he also walked us through, in particular, why there is no discussion about 100 million or more people like me who have already had COVID, and whether or not it makes sense, for instance, for kids to get the COVID vaccine, for young adults, for people over 65, and different ages. And a lot of his evidence squares with what the data I've been sharing with you is. Just to reinforce, if you're over 65 years old, you should get the vaccine. Rand Paul said, if you're over 40 years old and obese, certainly over 50, you probably should get the vaccine too. But if you are young and healthy, or you've already had COVID, and certainly if you are a child, it isn't necessarily the case that you have to get this vaccine. Really fascinating discussion. I would encourage all of you to go check it out. Hear from Rand Paul yourself instead of letting many people in the media define him for you. Let him speak and let yourselves learn from him. I want to tell you, other news that is out there. Maria Taylor has left ESPN. Remember the big controversy surrounding the leaked video? I still have the newspaper here. This came out on July 4th. It has now been about 17 days since that story came out. And Maria Taylor reportedly going to NBC to potentially work on the Olympics and work on Thursday Night Football. She officially has left ESPN, putting ESPN in a tough spot. What do they do? I think they could probably promote Malika Andrews, because now there's a hole on College Game Day. Here's what I would do. Instead of saying what ESPN is going to do, here's what I would do. You listen, tell me what you think. If I were in charge of ESPN right now, I would go to Laura Rutledge, who I think is wildly talented, and I would say to her, hey, will you do College Game Day this fall? I don't know what her answer would be, but she would be my top target to replace Maria Taylor on College Game Day and also to be on the prime time sideline for the biggest college football game of the year all year round. That's what I would do. I want to give credit to Malika Andrews, who stepped up and did the job that Rachel Nichols used to do of awarding the championship trophy on the court. She's 26 years old. I think that she is also a star in the making. I would, if she is able to do it, and I think she would be, I would give her the NBA Finals role if she wants it, or I would go to Sage Steele, and I would say to Sage Steele, hey, do you want responsibility on the NBA Finals? Again, I don't think Sage Steele would want it, which is why I think Malika Andrews would make a lot of sense. Now, I'm not Jimmy Pitaro. I'm not making talent decisions, but I think they would be making a really smart move in that respect if they decided to reward those two people with those particular jobs. I think it would make a lot of sense. That is what I would do to replace Maria Taylor. I think Maria Taylor is really talented. I think at NBC, it will be interesting to see how she is used and what her role might be and how she will fit in exactly. The talk is that she may replace Mike Tirico, who I think is very, very talented on NBC, as he moves into the booth to replace Al Michaels. I think she will do well. Maybe there's even talk about putting Maria Taylor potentially on the Today Show down the line, where I think she also could do well in the future. I don't wish Maria Taylor ill, but I do think she made the decision to leak this story, she and her people, to the New York Times. And I think she has effectively ended Rachel Nichols' career, because I don't know how at this point ESPN can get Rachel Nichols to continue to cover the NBA. Maybe they can move her to another sport. I don't know how that works. Maybe they can just let her start to host a podcast. I don't know how Rachel Nichols is going to recover given the situation that is at play right here. The Olympics have begun. They've already started to have some events going on. While you were sleeping overnight, many of you may have noticed. I know I did when I woke up this morning. I did not know this game was even going to be taking place. The U.S. women's soccer team was beaten 3-0. I believe it was by Sweden. I'm going to go see if I can even remember who exactly beat them. I'm not even sure. It's not even a headline right now. It was their first loss in 44 games for this situation to happen. And it's intriguing to see the U.S. women kneeled before the game began. There's going to be a lot of political analysis going on as it pertains to the Olympics this year. It's going to be harder to enjoy. It's going to be way more political than it has been in the past. And I think that is going to hurt the viewership, not to mention the 12-hour difference. But the U.S. women's soccer team loses 3-0. It was either to Sweden or Switzerland. I think one of those countries, I can't remember which one, got whipped right after they kneeled. It's unfortunate that the story for many people with the U.S. women no longer involves their on-the-field performance, but instead about what they are doing before the game even begins. By the way, nothing more personal than your health. So when it comes to finding the right nutrition supplements to meet your fitness goals, you need a personalized approach. That's why there's Gainful. Personalized nutrition system formulated for your body and goals. It gives you peace of mind that your protein, hydration, and pre-workout supplements contain the finest ingredients specifically for you. I am taking this product, encourage you to do so as well. You can take a 5-minute Gainful quiz. Gainful will consider all your dietary needs, goals, and unique physiology. My wife just walked up here. It's a good product, right? She's nodding. She's nodding. She won't even speak. It's one of the few times she's speechless. Gainful's rigorous quality control process ensures your supplements only have clean ingredients you can pronounce, along with zero artificial flavors, colors, or sweeteners. Start your personalized fitness journey today with Gainful. To get $20 off, go to Gainful.com/clay. That is Gainful.com/clay. One more time, Gainful.com/clay. $20 off, Gainful. Personalized nutrition made for your taste. So, final story here today. Did you guys see the Aaron Rodgers drama has taken a new turn? If you haven't been paying attention, will Aaron Rodgers or won't he show up in the Green Bay Packer training camp has been a big story. But as you break it down, people don't really know what exactly might be going on because Aaron Rodgers, by and large, is not talking. Well, Aaron Rodgers now engaged. He's engaged to a woman named Shailene Woodley, who I believe is an actress. Well, her mom, Lori Woodley, who would be Aaron Rodgers' future mother-in-law, decided to weigh in. Stephen A. Smith said, as a part of a rant, he doesn't want to be a part of the Packers. And Lori Woodley, the future mother-in-law, went on social media and said, spoken truth, sharing Stephen A. Smith's take. Now, my wife is watching right now. This is why I had to tell her, off social media, don't try and defend me. Don't comment on anything that I say. Did I say that? Had to tell my own mom that. I said, you probably know a little bit more about me than people who might be tweeting, than people who might be saying things. But moms often want to weigh in. Wives often want to weigh in. And now future mother-in-laws want to weigh in. So you never know exactly what is going to happen as it pertains. Just mentioned my wife was here. She knows that there are few people on the planet who are better groomed than me. And the reason why I am so well-groomed is my friends at Manscaped. They just launched their fourth generation performance package, which includes the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right, the 4.0. I am holding it up right here. The 4.0 will complement your summer bod with a great trim from the leaders in male grooming. The sun's shining and calling your name, and you can join 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped and get ready for your own version of hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code DBAP20. And let's be honest, who better represents hot guy summer than your boy here right now talking all about Manscaped? Look, I got to tell you, it's easy to get injured. It's easy to cause all sorts of problems for your crown jewels. If you're using the wrong trimming products, make the right choice and get 20% off and free shipping with the code DBAP20. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code DBAP20 at manscaped.com. Escape the shrubs and weeds this summer and shine with Manscaped. Use that code DBAP20. All right, I am about to leave. I am headed on the road out to LA to go finish Fox Bet Live Season 3. Thursday and Friday in LA. It is Masked Up Central. I'll let you know how all that goes and what the vibe is in LA. I'll be back with Outkick the Show on Monday. In the meantime, I want all of you to know I'll be doing television on Thursday and Friday, and I'll be doing the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show live from LA on Thursday and Friday. I appreciate all of you. Thank you for hanging out with us. Thanks for subscribing. Go give us 5 stars. I'll eventually, I promise, read some of these comments. My thanks to YouTube. My kids read the comments on YouTube, and they say they are absolutely hysterical. Facebook, Twitter, wherever this show may be, go download us. Give us 5 stars. I am Clay Travis, DBAP, unless you need to SBAP. This has been Outkick the Show.